Oh, you're back. We thought you ran away. Chestnut and I were just about to pick out another human from the shelter.
I had quite a day. 8 to 10, grind, grind, pain. 10 to 11, pain, pain, grind. So I went to the drugstore and bought an $8 bite guard, which didn't fit my freaky Tim Burton mouth. And when I tried to return it, the cashier, Rhonda, whose name tag said she was happy to help, but who was neither happy nor helpful, said that I couldn't return it because it had already touched my teeth.
For someone whose jaw is about to unhinge, you're sure flapping it a lot.
Why is this rag with my father on it here?
Don't look at me. Chestnut bought it.
He likes it when I read him his daily horoscope. Why is everybody so obsessed with the fact that he hasn't said anything? Haven't you ever been at a loss for words?
Tampons, yes. Words, nah.
Well, this will make me feel better. Whenever I'm in pain, I need a treat.
You know, whenever you're in pain, that is my treat.
Sushi! I hope you like crab roll.
I never had sushi.
That doesn't even make sense. No sushi, no dentist. Who are you?
A poor person? Sushi's lazy. If I come to your restaurant, get up off your ass and cook the damn fish.
I wish we could afford to go to this little sushi place in Tribeca where my father always took me. We had this little joke. Every time we'd walk in, I'd always say, "Ah, sumimasen, moskushi o toro, onegai shimasu." And we would just laugh.
So you're not funny in Japanese either.
I got this at a corner deli. The cashier was Japanese. She said it was good.
Oh, I'm sure it's great. Because the disenfranchised immigrant serving the spoiled white girl would have no reason to lie.
Get ready for something heavenly.
That's not heaven. Spit it out.
What a disappointment. Your first time.
Well, it's kind of the way it goes with me in first times.
Here, clean yourself off.
Well, that's exactly the way it goes.